hurts me so bad when you see people hurting.
Yes.
You know? So, and a lot of times, like, we are hurting ourselves in a way. And I just wanted to kind of see, what would you kind of say to somebody that wakes up, they look themselves in the mirror and say, like, they just say, I fucking hate you, you know? They don't like themselves. Like, what is the start to change? Like, how do you change that? Because everybody deserves to start loving themselves and feel worthy. But it's so easy to say, the journey is a different way. So can we just talk about that? And what would be the first step, you know?
Yeah, well, I encounter this, I'm also a nurse and I work in the emergency room. And I have a lot of homeless and a lot of people that are dealing with addiction that have come in. And I had this man one time, you know, he was a homeless man. And I talked to him and I asked him about his life and I was making eye contact and he was so surprised. And he said this, you know, that you know, he hated himself. And I told him that I saw him and that, you know, and this is something else that I learned from Sarah is this inner child work, that I saw him as a boy, you know, before everything was done to him or he was told what he couldn't be or what he was. And, you know, I believe that we are all that 5-year-old child underneath. So if you can get to that, you know, and people just need to be loved. What am I going to say to somebody? I would say that, you know, I love them and that they're worthy of love. And these are words, you know, but beyond the words, like I said, I make eye contact a lot with people that come into the emergency room. Sometimes the patients are like, looking at me like, you know, they don't encounter this a lot. And I think it's, you know, I am coming from a place of fierce compassion because I've been there. And maybe I don't look like them, but it doesn't always look the same, you know. And I do, I think compassion felt deeply can move people and change their hearts, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. And one thing that I want to encourage everybody that are listening to this is to, like, see people and, like, talk to people. Don't be so rushed all the time. I myself do that mistake a lot of time. I'm going to do this, that, check everything off. And then, hey, like, this is a person I'm sitting here with. That's why I love having these conversations because I get to shut down my phone, get to shut down everything, actually be here. But see people and ask how they are. Look them in the eye, even if it's someone that you don't know. It could be an older person. It could be a homeless person. It could be someone that needs you in this moment. Mm-hmm. It can be anybody. Like, I've been there myself. I feel so lonely and sad and someone tells me a joke or gives me a compliment. Mm-hmm. And it means the world. Even though I see myself as a confident guy and I know a lot of people don't approach me in a way because they are, I don't know what it is, but I don't know if I look aggressive or something. I don't know. But I always want to talk to people. And sometimes you need to talk to the people that, like, are shy too,
yes.
Right?
Yes.